100 Quotes by Francis Bacon. Narration, Katie Haig. Some books should be tasted, some devoured, but only a few should be chewed and digested thoroughly. If a man will begin with certainties, he shall end in doubts, but if he will be content to begin with doubts, he shall end in certainties. Hope is a good breakfast, but it's a bad supper. A wise man will make more opportunities than he finds. There is no exquisite beauty without some strangeness in the proportion. Read not to contradict and confute, nor to believe and take for granted, nor to find talk and discourse, but to weigh and consider. Some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested. That is, some books are to be read only in parts, others to be read, but not curiously, and some few to be read wholly, and with diligence and attention. Imagination was given to man to compensate him for what he is not, a sense of humour to console him for what he is. Reading maketh a full man, and writing an exact man. And therefore, if a man write little, he need have a present wit, and if he read little, he need have much cunning to seem to know which he doth not. Wonder is the seed of knowledge. Man prefers to believe what he prefers to be true. It is a sad fate for a man to die too well known to everyone else, and still unknown to himself. Begin doing what you want to do now. We are not living in eternity. We have only this moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, and melting like a snowflake. Money is a great servant, but a bad master. The job of the artist is always to deepen the mystery. In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Age appears best in four things: old wood to burn, old wine to drink, old friends to trust, and old authors to read. Knowledge itself is power. In taking revenge, a man is but even with his enemy, but in passing it over, he is superior. It is impossible to love and be wise. There are two ways of spreading light: to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. The general root of superstition, namely that men observe when things hit, and not when they miss, and commit to memory the one, and forget and pass over the other. The less people speak of their greatness, the more we think of it. If we are to achieve things never before accomplished, we must employ methods never before attempted. God has, in fact, written two books, not just one. Of course, we are all familiar with the first book he wrote, namely Scripture. But he has written a second book, called Creation. Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends.